Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lori?
It's got the wrong number.
Oh, I'm sorry, ma'am. But maybe you can help us out. We're actually calling as many people as we can. My name is Sam. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. And we're conducting an opinion survey, and we would like to ask just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation as well, ma'am.
All righty, I'll answer them if it ain't going to take a long time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let me ask you first, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No, they don't.
Okay, thank you. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Oh, I'm too old. I'm way older than that.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably.
Okay. I got it. I want you to repeat that question. I am a registered voter, and of course I'm going to vote. But what was your complete sentence to me?
Yeah. The question was pretty much, what are the chances that you will vote? And now you're answering that you will definitely vote, right?
Of course, yeah.
All right. Great. Can you please share your age just for statistical purposes?
Yes, it's 55.
So much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
And you know what? This is not a question that should be asked in this country. I'm so sick of that questioning. But I am Caucasian. I'm white, if that's what you want to call me, because none of us white people are white, because if you knew what the color white looked like, you know we're not white. I'm Caucasian.
All right. I got it, man. Thank you so much. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Okay. Very, 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 very dissatisfied. This country's never been in the shape it is now, ever in my 55 years.
Thanks for sharing that, ma'am. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people or organizations or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
Let's get this started. Woohoo! Let's go.
All right, great. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you don't have any opinion or never hear of the person or organization I mentioned, please also let me know. So here's
okay.
The U.S. Department of Education, from 0 to 100.
I would say right now a 5. I should give them a 0, but I'll say 5.
Okay. Thank you. Public schools from 0 to 100?
Oh, gosh, a 0.
Okay, thank you. Charter schools, 0 to 100?
I would say 70.
Thank you.
I like charter schools. They do a way better job than public schools.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, woke culture or wokeism?
0.
Zero. Moms for Liberty?
100. You said 100's good, right?
Yes. That's correct.
101.
All right. Thank you. Now, what about Donald Trump?
Oh, my God. He's my favorite. I love that man. I'm in love with Donald Trump. Donald Trump, 100. All the way. 110.
Thanks so much.
I'm a Trump fan, okay?
All right. That's good. Thank you. Now, public school teachers?
Now, when it comes to teachers, it's hard to judge because every individual teacher is different, and every individual teacher teaches different. Now, if you ask me if I like woke teachers, no. If you ask me if I like teachers that like to indoctrinate children, no. So I was going to have to say 50 on that. Right. Half of them are good, and half of them shouldn't be there.
That's it. Thank you. What about the National Education Association, or NEA?
Oh, wow. I'm not too happy with them lately. I'm going to have to give them a 50.
Thank you. And finally, Joe Biden.
Oh, gosh. 5 zeros for that man.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Now, let me move on to the next question. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Well, I live in a very small county that has probably about 6,500 people in it, okay? We do have a lot of public schools here, but we also have a lot of, not Catholic, well, we do have a Catholic school, but we also have a lot of religious schools out here. But the schools out here in my county are excellent, 100.
Thanks for sharing that. Now,
there are no woke here in Florida. No woke in this town. No.
Right. Now, would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
I would say better because I have grandchildren that attend school here, and I love the school system here in Okeechobee County. And we have great teachers. They're actually teaching what the children should be learning.
That sounds good. Now, some people view education as a means to prepare students for life. Generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? I will give you different options. What I need you to do is please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepared them very well, 5 means public school prepared them somewhat, and zero means that public school do not prepare students at all regarding this topic. You can still use any number from 0 to 10. Here is the first one.
Okay.
So, become more organized and have a structure. How well do you think they are prepared for that?
A 10. Okay. I told you we have very good schools here.
That's good. What about our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting? How well prepared they are?
Okay. Now, my grandchildren are just in grammar school. So that's like, you know, kindergarten to fifth grade.
Okay.
And they don't teach our children here about politics in those grades. So, will you repeat the question one more time?
Yeah, it says our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting. So how well they are prepared from 0 to 10.
Okay, see, it's hard to answer this one because of the fact that like if you were asking me about like a high school, which high school, then when you're in high school, they start talking about politics. They start talking about voting, but they don't talk about that stuff or nor teach it in grammar school.
Okay.
So I don't know if I can really answer that, but I could tell you surely out here we have some really great teachers and the children are really doing well here in education.
So we'll skip that one based on what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So let me move on to the next. Now, truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad. How well prepared they are from 0 to 10.
Now, I see, this is another question because there's so much to the American history that has not been taught in our schools because I went to school myself, okay? Yeah. I went to public school. So there was a lot of history of our history that was not really taught about in school. So the history they want you to know about, maybe I'd say 70% good. But there was so much more. Why they don't teach you more about our history and our country, how we started, I don't know. I would have to just give them maybe a 70 on that.
Okay, that would be a 7. All right. Thank you.
Or a 7, yes.
Correct. Thank you. Now, the next one is how well prepared they are for embrace American values and be proud American citizens.
Okay. Do they still stand and salute to the American flag every morning? Because that's what I did throughout grammar, throughout middle school and high school. So I asked my granddaughter, do you salute to the flag? She does. So I would have to say an 80.
Okay, that would be an 8.
Oh, yeah, an 8. I'm sorry.
Thank you. That's okay, no problem. Now, how well prepared or schools prepare help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
Now, they don't teach them much in grammar. You know, they don't teach them much in grammar, only really how to start learning how to write and read. And so I would say middle school for that. I would say maybe a 5.
All right. Thank you. And provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Well, they don't do much of that in grammar school now. That I only could tell you about grammar school because my children have been out of school for many, many years, as well as me. But the ones that are going now, they are in grammar. So they don't really teach you about that stuff in grammar, honestly. My granddaughter is in second grade.
Okay.
So can you repeat the question?
Yeah, provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting.
Okay, can I catch that one because I really don't even know how to rate it because
no problem.
I know that they're teaching her how to count money, but I don't know if she's learning about how to budget and stuff yet. She's only in second grade.
Yeah, it's not the time yet. Okay,
right.
So let me skip that one and move on to the next one. We are right now at 55% of the survey. That means that we're almost there. Appreciate your time again here, ma'am. So let me move on.
Okay.
Now, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Oh, gee, I don't really know how to answer it because I really don't know what our state spends on education, especially for public schools. So I really don't know how to rate it. I don't want to rate something that I don't know nothing really about. So. Maybe can I skip that one as well, or?
No problem.
I don't want to give you a fake number.
That's fine, no problem. Now, the next question is, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No, I haven't.
All right. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or CRT? A little, a lot, or nothing at all?
A lot, and I don't like it.
Okay, thanks for sharing that. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, it's being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
No, I do not. I do believe every individual, especially all the ones that I know, they don't like the CRT. There was nothing wrong with this country. This country is not a racist country. We've overcome that. No, I don't believe in CRT. I don't like it. I don't want it to be taught in schools or even high schools or even college.
Mm-hmm.
They're just promoting all this stupid race crap.
All right.
So they promote more racism. That's what they're doing.
So in that case, you will disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics.
Yes, I disagree. They're not about politics.
And would you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I strongly, okay, ask the question again so I make sure we're talking about the same question.
Yeah, so the question is, if would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? That's the main question.
I disagree. They're not mainly about politics, and it's the politicians that put the CRT into the classrooms. So, no, I don't agree. I think most of Americans are not happy with this critical race theory being taught.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, let me move on. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
Oh, a lot, and it's pretty disgusting. They need to take them books out of them schools.
Okay. Now,
when I went to school, if I went to school and brought a Playboy book to school, you know what would have happened to me? I would have been suspended from school for 2 weeks. That would be me bringing a Playboy book to school. Now they got Playboy books in school for little kids. No, I disagree. Get them books out.
Thanks for sharing that. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first one. Teaching critical thinking skills require that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
True.
Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
I somewhat agree.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Now, next one is, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able
to disagree
school's curriculum.
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you.
Teachers are there to teach. They don't have their right. They're not their children. They're the parents' children. So, no, I strongly disagree against that.
Okay, thanks for sharing. Now, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Do you agree or disagree with that? And how much do
you agree? I disagree with that. It's part of the history. It's a history that actually was not taught right because slavery has been around since the Bible's been around. So we kind of confuse slavery. So I disagree with that.
And would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
I strongly disagree. I think they should be teaching the kids about slavery, but I wish they would take it all the way back to the Bible. Not just from white people trying to enslave black people, because that's not what slavery was. Okay, it started all the way back from the Bible. We've been slaves ever since we've been human to somebody.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. This is the first one. Raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
I agree.
Would you strongly support that or somewhat support that?
I strongly support that. They ought to be licensed, registered, and certified. Yes, all that. I agree.
All right, so what's your level of support on the next one? Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation. How much do you support it?
I support it. It's part of our history.
Okay, and how much? Like, strongly support or somewhat support?
I would, let me see. I guess I would say strongly support it. I was taught that when I was going to school. I don't understand why they say it's not. It wasn't being taught in this country. Yes, it was being taught. I learned this in school.
All right. Thank you. Now, what's your level of support of increasing teacher pay?
Well, now that's kind of a tricky one because there's too many teachers out there that shouldn't be a teacher and shouldn't be getting paid. So, for the good ones, I don't know, what are they making now? What are they making now? $50,000 a year? $60,000 a year? I don't know what they're making, but it ain't that hard of a job. So ask the question again.
Yeah, if you support or oppose increasing teacher pay. And you can tell me you strongly support or strongly oppose or somewhat support or somewhat oppose.
I guess I would somewhat support it because there are good teachers out there. There are some districts that are harder to teach the children in. Maybe they should get a little bit more money for showing up in those districts. But I don't know. I would say somewhat.
Okay. And what's your level of support of removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
I strongly agree with it.
Okay.
I don't like those books being in the libraries. They weren't in the libraries back in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. And you know, our country was doing fine. Kids were growing up great. They were loving the country. Now everybody's grown up to hate the country. I don't know what's going on. It's like I entered into some kind of twilight zone here.
Okay. Now, what's your level of support of adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12?
Support it. Uh-huh. I strongly support that.
Okay.
If you can have these metal detectors in the courtrooms and you can have them here and there in the airports, why can't you have them in the schools?
Okay.
Why can't you have security guards in the school?
All right.
Protect the children.
Yes, thank you. Now, let me move on to the next question. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public school. The new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
Yes, yes. I strongly agree with that.
Okay. Thanks for sharing. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it very convincing argument, a 5 means that it's a somewhat convincing argument, and a 0 means it's not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Here's the first one. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. So is this a convincing argument from 0 to 10? How much would you rate it?
Let me see. Well, see, it's hard to rate someone you really don't know what kind of history or what kind of stuff they're wanting to put in there. But I think it's important that we learn about the past. And certain people in the past, whether they were white, black, yellow, green, or blue. I'm going to somewhat rate it a 2. I don't know. I just want to give you something, but I'm still unsure of that one.
You said number 2?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let me provide a second argument. We don't allow known experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. So how convincing is that argument from 0 to 10? Hello? 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 Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry, sir. You still
okay.
There?
Yeah,
I lost you. Yes, hold on 1 minute, sir.
No problem.
I'll be right back. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So this is the second argument. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or at carpenters, and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. So how convincing is this argument from 0 to 10?
0, because I'm against it.
Okay.
I would want to know what they're teaching my kids, and I want to be the one who can say that's what I want them to learn, how you teach it.
Thank you. And the next argument, working for diverse classroom and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also a smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And an exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. So from 0 to 10, how convincing is this argument?
I would say a 1.
Okay. Thanks for sharing that. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. Here's the first one. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. So do you strongly support that, or do you strongly disagree with that?
Strongly disagree.
Okay. And the next one, teaching critical thinking skill requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. Again, do you strongly agree with that? Strongly disagree? Or
somewhat? I strongly disagree.
All right. Thanks for sharing. Now, switching gears a little bit here, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My last year, I graduated, 12th grade.
Okay. Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, a student, or a homemaker?
I am self-employed.
Okay. You said self-employed, you said?
Yes, I'm self-employed. I'm my own boss.
Okay, thank you. Now, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm single.
Okay, thank you. Regardless of how you had previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Oh, I'm definitely a Republican.
And would you say that you are a strong Republican or not so strong?
Oh, I'm a strong Republican.
All right, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Now, although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Well, not any of my children have been out of school longer than 10 years, but I have grandchildren in public schools.
All right. But they are not in your house. Okay. So,
now,
do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
Yes, I have 2 grandchildren that attended a Christian school.
Okay. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very conservative.
All right. Thank you. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever.
I haven't been to church in a few years, actually. Pray every night, but haven't been to church in about, 3-4 years.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let me move on to the next. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Here's the first one. is a born again evangelical or fundamental Christian? Does this apply to you or somebody in the house?
We're all Christians, so I ask the question again.
So the question is a born again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? And the question is if this applies to you or somebody in the house.
So I don't understand it though. Fundamental, what is fundamental?
Fundamentalist Christian?
We're all Christians in the house. I was born into the Catholic religion. I am no longer a Catholic. I am now an Episcopalian. But we are all Christians in my home.
Okay.
My whole family is Christian.
And the next question is, if this applies to you or somebody in the house, is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No one in my house.
No one in your house. All right, thank you. And the last question, how would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
I'm in a county of probably about 6,500 people. We're kind of like in a kind of country here. So I would say suburban, I guess.
Okay. Got it. Thank you so much. So, well, like I said, that was actually the last question. I really appreciate your time here, ma'am, and hope you have a good day, rest of your day. Take care.
All right,
ma'am.
Don't hang up on me because I gave you some of my time. I want 1 minute of your time. Okay. Who are you doing this survey for?
The name of the company is National Opinion Surveys.
National Opinion Survey. And yeah. Who pays them? I mean, who are they from?
That information is not shared to us directly. We're just asked to perform the survey, but who is paying this directly? We don't have that type of info.
Oh, already, because yeah. I didn't really like some of the questions that are being asked because I don't like what's going on in our country right now. So, but anyhow, thank you, and you have a wonderful night.
You too. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.